This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for Over Under. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Let's start off with Derrick Henry, Ed Norris, 69 and a half yards rushing. Over or under?
Over. If he doesn't have a day, I'm just going to pee on the fire and call in the dogs. That's about it. I'm going over. He's got to have a day. He's got to have 20 carries. No, that's that.
I'm going over as well. I don't know if he goes over 100, but I think he goes over 70, Jeremy.
Yeah. And again, like the number, it feels so low because it's him. But when you look at what's happened this year, it's like, well, maybe it's not. And the fact that they've fallen behind by double digits in a couple games, it changes everything. I like the over here. I still think he gets it. But I got to say, the next question's got to be the easiest one that he's ever put up.
It is pretty easy.
Cooper Rush, 199 and a half yards rushing. I'm going under on that.
Because I'm going under.
I don't think anybody's going to. I don't know if the Ravens as a whole, as a team, would have 199.
When's the last time a quarterback ran for 200 yards?
I think this they're going to fool him.
You think so?
Yeah, because they think, you know, okay, there's no Lamar. We don't have to defend him against the run. I think he gets about 205.
Man, that's just tough.
Come on, Joe. Joe, don't disappoint me, man.
Come on,
you got to jump in and be a Richard, man. You can't. Don't disappoint me here.
Yesterday when you were gone, Rob called me the Don King of this show.
Did he? Only in America.
By the way, stirred up stuff.
Yeah. By the way,
I think it was like a damn troll doll, and I have no hair.
Now I know why Joe picked Cooper Rush over 199 and a half rushing yards. Yeah. I heard twice in the update that Pat Ricard's coming back.
Right. It'll call him Cooper Pass.
Cooper Rush, 199 and a half yards. Passing, we know he meant. Jeremy?
I'm going to go under.
You going under?
I think there's going to be a heavy dose of running. And it's weird. The number seems low. The way to beat the Rams is to throw the football. And I just don't trust him.
I think they're going to do something that you are incapable of doing. But what? Nonetheless, they're going to put a lot in the box. And I think it's going to cause them to throw the ball a little bit more.
I usually move off to the side of the box, over, up to the top of the box, the bottom. Get all the walls of the box.
I'm going over it.
I'm going to go under. I don't see. He's never thrown very many yards a season or per game in any season. So I think he's going to be rush heavy, and he's going to go under 200 yards, about 165, 170.
Ed, Ravens getting a sack and a half.
I'll take it over. I think they're going to have to. I don't know what's going to happen with the our new addition there, Gilbert. But if it allows Kyle Hamilton to be freer to be a pass rusher. Kyle Hamilton is a better pass rusher than a lineman for the most part. He's got better hand fighting, and that's why he's successful at this. He really is. And I think with him freed up a bit, if he's 100%, I'll say they'll get at least two.
All right, I'm going under. I don't think they do. Jeremy?
Yeah, I went under. I mean, again, I'm not a I got to see it before I believe it thing, but I need to see them put some pressure on somebody.
It, believe it.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, I'm going to go under here. Maybe they do get a couple. Matt Stafford holds onto the ball too long trying to make plays, but is he going to have to with how wide open his receivers could get?
No.
So under.
All right, Puka Nacua, Jeremy, 99.5 yards receiving.
Over. Over. He's hit over 100 yards in three of the five games. One of them was a buck 70. And in the other games, it was like 85 and 95 yards. So he's right around that number every time.
All right, I'm going with over. I do. I think they pepper him and pepper him a lot. I think they're going to say, hey, look, we're throwing to Puka Nacua. You guys can guard him if you want, but we're throwing his way. Go ahead, Ed.
I'm going over. I mean, right now, you know, you can argue anything you want, but he's the best receiver in football statistically. I'm going to go over. This is the second worst pass defense in the NFL. So let's say last. They're terrible. Against the best receiver and, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I think it's going to be a tough day for them.
Kyron Williams, 110.5 yards from scrimmage. Ed.
Let's see. Combined. Yeah, the defense is terrible. I mean.
Well, because he can do it both ways.
That's what I mean. That's why he's from scrimmage. If it was rushing, I'd say no. But yeah, he can get over 110 yards.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, man. Yeah. The golden thing is yards from scrimmage. And I just think if the Rams are smart, which offensively they normally are, it's going to be a heavy dose of Nacua and a heavy dose of Williams. I'm going over.
Yeah, I'm going over as well because I think no matter what type of game theory you have here and how the game's going to play out, he plays a major role in this. If, God forbid, let's say they're trailing, he's the guy catching the passes out of the backfield, the dinking and dunking that could go on. Any two-minute drill, he becomes a big part of that with the dump-offs. Kyron Williams is an all-around back. He can do it all. Mm. I'll go over.
He got 3 receiving touchdowns this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of them was amazing, too. Yeah. Looked like a wide receiver out there.
Matthew Stafford, 259.5 yards passing, Jeremy.
I'm going to go over. I mean, look, we're looking at the way this team has been. I could see, I mean, if the Ravens are going to win, they're going to have to bend, don't break. He's going to get his. I just don't think you're stopping that. And 260 doesn't seem like a lot.
I'm going under because I think most of Kyron Williams' 110 yards, 111 yards from scrimmage will be on the ground. I think you'll have a lot of the core. I think you'll have a lot of rushing yards also from Kyron that brings that down a tad bit. Not much under, but I don't see him going over 260 yet.
I do because I think the combined with that yardage, I think Nacua is going to get his. He'll be over 100. And I also think Williams is going to be getting a lot of targets in the air because one thing we cannot seem to do is cover running backs. I mean, it's remarkable seeing people come out of the backfield that nobody picks up. So I see him having a big day.
Let's go with Rams forced 1.5 turnovers, forced turnovers. Ed.
I'm going to go under, and that is just being hopeful because, you know, if it's a day when, you know, Rush is going to throw a couple of picks, this is just going to get, you know, late, real early.
I'm going over. I think Cooper Rush is going to throw at least one. All he has to do is throw two or have a fumble somewhere along the line. Raven's been turning the ball over lately. I'm going over.
I went under. I think they'll take care of the ball. The weather could play a factor in this and just make it difficult on each. And I'm sure Derrick Henry's going to be running with two hands on the football in this game as well. It is kind of funny, though, to look at this and think that 1.5 turnovers, it seems like it's so easy for the yes side, but I'm going the other way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Reisterstown and get Kai. What's up, Kai?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, Kai?
I think we're going to win this game. You know, I called last week. I told we was going to lose to Houston. But I think something's there, and I feel it. I think they got to minimize the turnovers and maximize the effort. And I think we can win the game by, like, relentless pressure on, Statue Matthew. Even though he's Hall of Fame, he's still Statue Matthew, I call him. We know he's not running the ball, and he will get it out fast. And I think the only way to beat him is disguise the blitzes and take away his primary target and just tackle the receiver well. And like you guys said, their receivers get a lot of yak yards, so they're going to catch some balls. Just make the tackle.
So what's the score?
And offensively, look real quick, Rob. Offensively, just open up the playbook. We have nothing to lose. And as far as the running the ball, different formations and different sets because Ricard is back, and just more creativity with the run game with some play action. That'll give Cooper some time because we still got good receivers.
Coach like Kai, what's your score?
Since you cut me off, Rob, I'm going to go 27-20. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, 27-20.
You missed such a good opportunity as soon as you said 27 to just hang up on
it. Rashawn in Baltimore, what's your score, man?
Man, I got 27-10.
Who?
Cowboys.
Rams, no, man. Like, I ain't a homer like you, Jeremy.
How am I a homer?
You picking the Ravens every single week, man.
Did I? I thought I picked the Chiefs to beat them.
I think you picked the Chiefs.
Didn't I scream that out week one?
You and up.
Other than that game, man. But
other than the game when they were favored and all the rest?
Yeah. I don't understand y'all logic sometimes, man.
Who's y'all? You went from his pick to now y'all.
Yeah.
Because y'all, I heard you yesterday doing that subliminal talking about, the Panthers, man. The Panthers is going to be this. They're going to be this week, man. Y'all every week continually just want the Cowboys to lose. So
the
y'all
Panthers are better than the Cowboys.
Y'all said that last week. The Jets was better. Y'all said the Packers was better. Okay, just keep betting against them. They're going to keep winning.
Okay.
You know, like, it's just, I'm tired of that, man.
Then, how many wins they have then?
Keep
they got to have
them.
A lot of wins then.
Keep
if they
betting
just
against
keep
them. They'll keep winning.
And then you notice that, right?
They're 2-2-1.
How'd they do against the Bears? How'd they do against, who was it the first week? The Eagles.
And listen, CeeDee Lamb is not even back yet.
Oh, that's.
And then, listen, you see what the league try to do to Jerry Jones. They try to find a guy 250 for giving somebody the thing about him.
What?
What does it matter?
What'd you say? Something happened to his phone.
But what does that have to do with anything? It doesn't have anything to do with you if they want to find him. It's $250,000 to a billionaire. What does it matter?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.